Next item on the agenda, item number 14, proposed amendments to regulation 4 VAC 2530 pertaining to American Shad.
This is similar in terms of the making this effective for 2009. In this case, however, it is the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission, which has previously stipulated that Virginia's bycatch allowance for American shad for the state gillnet and anchor gillnet fisheries would be reviewed on an annual basis, and then the commission is able to act and establish it for 2009. We're a little late on this. This probably could have been done at the end of 2008. Nonetheless, this really is involved with what you see on page 2 and also in the preamble of the regulation. It's simply underlining 2009 on page 2 as the new calendar year for this fishery, and also in the preamble removing the reference to 2008 and replacing it with the 2009 fishing season. There is a couple of very earnest public comments by John Wyatt in the package, and one he indicated was from last year. That's the one in larger type that's undated. There's one from March 5th, 2009, and I know he has good intentions, but if you look at your chart that's three pages back in your evaluation of the bycatch area, you can see a grayed out area. And up at the upstream areas, that's the bycatch reaches. That's something really that John may have misinformation on. He indicates in his letter that the ASMFC approved that. In fact, the ASMFC did not approve that. It was the commission in February of 2006 by emergency regulation that established a continuum of the typical bycatch fishery into the spawning reaches. The next time staff went back to ASMFC, the technical committee would not recommend that to the management board, and in fact ever since, and now for the fourth year, the management board asked that the bycatch fishery be limited, as you see on your chart again, to exclude the spawning reaches. I don't know whether John's here today, but those are the two public comments that we have, and staff is just asking that you adopt the amendments to bring this forward into 2009 for this bycatch allowance.
Thank you, Rob.
You're welcome.
It's a public hearing. The matter is before the public. Does anyone want to wishes to be heard on this matter?
I guess I would. I just.
Hey, John. Good afternoon, Mr. Wyatt.
Good afternoon. I'm John Wyatt. I'm an Upper River fisherman. I'm the fourth generation of my family to fish the Upper James River, and generation 6 and 7 are fishing with me now. I just walked in, so I missed the whole thing, but the Upper River fishermen are the ones that ask for this bycatch. We catch a shad in our nets, and they're dead, and we throw them back dead, and they go to waste. So we just asked for a bycatch so that we could eliminate the waste in the fishery. And it's my understanding that ASMFC would allow us to have a bycatch. They allowed us to have it 1 year. And I think it's our own staff that's against it. They won't ask for it. I think if we asked ASMFC if we could have a bycatch, we could have it. There's absolutely no harm in keeping 5 dead fish per day. It's not going to do any damage to the fishery. The fish are already dead. And it's not something that we can sell and make any money off of. I give my bycatch to people who really love to eat shad. It's a tradition where I come from to eat the first shad you catch in the spring. A lot of people around my community, they love to eat the first shad in the spring. It's a tradition that means a great deal to those people. And to throw a dead fish back that somebody would love to have just doesn't make any sense. It's not doing anything in the way of conservation. It's not helping anybody. All it's doing is wasting a resource. And I believe if we ask for it, I believe ASMFC would give it to us. I really do. And I wish our people would ask for it. I wish you'd put a commercial fisherman on that council or on that committee that goes up there to ASMAC. We need somebody with a little common sense. And God's word says that those that go down to the sea in ships that do business on great waters, they see the works of the Lord and these wonders in the deep. That to me tells me if you want to know something about what's happening on the water, you ask somebody to spend some time out on the water. They can tell you what's going on out there. And you can learn a lot in school, but you can learn a lot working on the water too. And we need some common sense management, not just feel-good management. That's what it is when you close spawn reaches to fishing. If you catch a fish on one side of an imaginary line or the other, it doesn't matter. He's still not going to spawn. We need some common sense fisheries management. And I think if you had a few more commercial fishermen, you'd have a little bit more of that. Thank you.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Can Jack respond to that?
Is it Rob?
John, I guess you missed it, but in November of 2005, we placed the first plan, actually the second plan. But earlier, we had a much more ambitious aerial coverage to allow the bycatch and more bycatch. That was scaled down to the plan that we've had now for 4 years. And the bycatch fishery or allowance, as is now in operation, was accepted through the management board of ASMFC in November of 2005. And again, as I mentioned, when we went to go forward to have it approved at the commission, the spawning reaches was tacked on at the suggestion of fishermen. The commission voted on it. It passed by one vote, and it was done as an emergency regulation. In the subsequent session, when we went back to the ASMFC technical committee, they did not recommend that that carry forward, but that they would approve the standard, what they'd had for 1 year already, bycatch area above the first bridge of the three major rivers on the western shore up to the spawning reaches. So it really has gone that route, and I think lately through FinFish there have been requests to try and add on to that, so you know, we can certainly see, but you know, that's the history of it.
Sure. John, evidently I don't have common sense because I do go to ASMFC meetings. I wish a lot more people would participate. You could be a good one. But the truth of the matter is, they're not going to listen to none of us. She just, you know, just, you're beating your head against the wall. The last meeting I was to, they were discussing a shark plan, smooth dogfish, and I was the only one in the room that knew what one was. And there's like 50 people in there. Jack admitted he didn't know because he was asking me questions the whole time. I mean, people just, they don't know. They just rely on technical committee and they don't know. You know, Rob's made every effort to be involved in fisheries. I've taken Rob Gilnett and stuff, so, you know, but a lot of states don't do that. And that's what we're running into. And common sense. They had this meeting close to Washington, D.C., so it's very hard to find people with common sense in that location anyway.
I didn't intend but, to offend anybody when I said that.
You're absolutely right. A dead fish is a dead fish.
If the fish are dead, anybody should be able to understand that the fish are dead.
Okay, please.
So, I mean, you know, I agree. We need to move forward with this. And I have no problem with making an emergency again like we did before. And what are they going to do, find a fast appliance over 10 or 12 fish? I think not. I think the Secretary of Commerce has more important things to do than fool with Virginia over a handful of their own fish. It's going to be dead anyway. It's not like we're saving them to spawn or dead.
Excellent. Mr. Cosby?
To the Honorable Commissioner, my name's Warren Cosby. I'm from up the Upper Rivers of New Kent, Virginia, on Monkey River up that way. I hope Jack won't run out here because he got up to talk. Another thing about this shed that we keep talking about spawning reaches. When this thing was first started on spawning reaches was the Atlantic State Marine Fisheries, and I've even asked Jack about it. I said, why in the hell do you make the boundary line at the West Point Bridge or any of the West Bridges? Because any scientist, anybody with any sense knows The reason she had come up the river to spawn is, in order for that eggs to evacuate and fertilize, they have to have a certain percentage of, not salinity, but fresh water to acclimate the fertilization of the eggs. Down at the West Point Bridge is not a spawning reach. The spawning reach don't stop till you get up at the Rocky Hawk, above the Indian Reservation, above the railroad track. From the railroad track, 6 miles up to Pamunkey River is where the spawning is actually taking place. It doesn't take the other 15 miles of river to call a spawning reach. And every one of your spawning reaches that y'all are detailing as a spawning reach, the reason I asked Jack, I said, why did y'all make the bridge? Oh, well, that way some idiot would know from that point up is a spawning reach, even though it's 15 miles up the river further. I'd like to see somebody with scientific knowledge from them can address this issue, just like I'm bringing up. And let's go ahead. If you don't have a spawning reach, I'm all for it. Well, let's have a true spawning reach where it actually takes place so it opens the rest of the river up for us to fish, like we're supposed to be able to fish, instead of tying up the whole reach from bridge all the way up to where it really starts at, which is 15, 20 miles up the river. And I've asked Jack over and over why. And we had a bycatch, like they keep referring to, and it went to Atlantic State Marine Fisheries, because I remember when we did it, there was only one person that Atlantic State Marine Fisheries even agreed to do away with spawning reaches. But one of these boys in North Carolina who was selling shad up here and didn't want to see his profits cut, he was the one that stood up at Atlantic State Marine Fisheries and had them make us keep our spawning reaches. The rest of them voted for us to open the spawning reaches up. But when that incident took place, it was the one guy from North Carolina stood up at Atlantic State Marine Fisheries and held everything up. Well, I guess I'm going to try and get off subject, but I would like to see y'all appoint somebody to reestablish the true spawning reaches on these rivers. Because it's really tying us up and we can't do anything with it.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
No, thank you. Yes, ma'am. Ms. Hall.
I basically have a question. Because I commercially fish in these waters and I'm under the regulations that I abide by the regulations of the VMRC. And I'm not clear as to whether or not there's any provision that allows for the just making note of when there is bycatch of shad that would give us some idea of what might be caught. I know in the Potomac River, this is what was done. There was an accounting and actual numbers that were kept to show that this was that the shad were in numbers that were being bycatch, and therefore the executive secretary went before the ASMSC and was able to get a fishery established in the river bycatch. So I guess my question is, do we have any? Are we getting these numbers? Is this something I'm supposed to be reporting?
Explain the procedure, Ron. It's in the reg.
Okay, Ms. Hall, there are two responses. One is the bycatch. To have bycatch, you have to have one of six species of a like amount. So if you're allowed 10 per vessel, you have to have 10 spots, 10 striped bass, 10 croaker, and so on. In addition, Virginia Institute of Marine Science is doing their own bycatch study, and what they will do, we will provide them the listing of those who are going to be getting a permit from us. They will contact those individuals and they sample them usually 2 days out of the week and probably rotate how they sample. But the bycatch issue is very large in other states. The most recent technical committee conference was based on how much bycatch is in our pound net, how much of shad in our haul seine. If you listen to some of the other states, they would like to know the cumulative effect of all bycatch of American shad. The other thing, not to portray this in a negative way at all, but it's certainly been an uphill struggle just to get this bycatch fishery. It took several years. Those who were on finfish in the past remember some of the proposals. This one has passed. It is the plan ASMSC has approved.
Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just a couple of follow-up questions for Rob, if I could. Rob, If we did not accept staff recommendation, would we in fact be out of compliance with the ASMC plan?
Sooner or later, that would be the, whenever they would meet, they would determine us to be out of compliance, simply since they've already indicated this is the plan.
And a follow-up question, you heard a discussion about wanting to put a finer point perhaps on the boundaries of the spawning reaches. Is that something that staff could work together with DIMS to try to develop some data on?
Well, I mean, tidal freshwater is the true spawning area. It's changed quite a bit compared to historic times, but if there were the abundance, you'd see even further upstream for the spawning. But we could talk to VIMS, get some ideas as far as that goes, yes.
Thank you. Okay.
Matters before the commission.
Adoption of the amendments as recommended by staff.
Motion made by Mr. Lane. Is there a second?
I'd like to second, and I'd like to say I have been, you know, to quite a few of these meetings at the AMFC and as a alternate representative, and this has been an uphill battle on the part of Virginia, and our staff, you know, really needs to be commended because they've had to go back time and time again just to establish what we've done.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Schick. Mr. Robbins?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just to follow up, if we could also refer the matter to staff to have some dialogue with them and explore if we could put a finer point on the spawning reaches, I think that would be beneficial.
I think we can do that separate of the vote that we need to take. Okay. All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed. Motion carries. And Mr. Robbins' directive is so noted pertaining to the spawning areas. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.